Well, some weeks ago, we began what I called an occasional series on how to do shoutcasting, that is, broadcast using MP3-type streaming over the internet. And I must confess, the response that we received as a result of that first episode in what I called an occasional series was phenomenal. And people kept saying, when's the next one coming up? So here is the next one. This is something that actually takes a wee while to produce, and it's just a matter of finding the time in main menu and, of course, the physical time to produce it. But obviously there's demand, so I'll do my best to produce them a little bit more frequently. Last time, we covered the basics of configuring the Shoutcast DSP plugin. We're using version 1.8 because of its superior quality at lower bit rates, and it's also slightly easier to manage, in my view. We covered getting connected to a server and just broadcasting MP3 files, or, in fact, anything that Winamp can play. You can use Vorbis with newer versions of Winamp as well, and WAV files. You can't use MIDI files unless you use a particularly special plugin to do that because of the nature of MIDI. You can also use CDs if you use the correct plugin as well, so hopefully we'll cover some of those things, but there is other documentation around that covers this. So what we're going to do today is cover getting your voice on the air, and we're going to start by doing that in quite a basic way. We're not going to cover the Winamp Advanced controls in the Shoutcast plugin this time, but we will get to that in the next part of this occasional series. We will see if we can find time to look at the cross-fading plugin, which is an interesting thing. This is the SQR cross-fading plugin, which in my view is the best cross-fader, although it can be a bit temperamental depending on the system that you have. So, let's go into Winamp now. I'm running JAWS version 4.5 and Winamp 2.81.
Winamp 2.81.
There you go, you see, there it is. And now, I haven't been shoutcasting on this machine since we last did this series, and so I'm going to have to reselect it. You recall that we also paired up Shoutcast with the Audio Stocker plugin. This is a plugin that will give you a little bit of audio compression to even out the levels and give you that kind of punchy professional radio sound that we've become so used to. So I'm going to press Control P to get into Winamp's preferences.
Winamp preferences dialog. 313 view. Output. Wave out output V2.
And I'm in the output plugin section now, and the Winamp Wave Output plugin is selected. So I'm just going to hit the letter D because I'm in the tree view that allows me to select the different categories of preferences.
None. DSP slash effect.
And it tells me that the DSP slash effect plugin that is selected is none. There is no plugin selected. I'll press the tab key twice.
Close button. List box. None.
And now we're in the list of plugins that we have available, and I'm going to press the letter A.
Audio Stalker Pro DSP AudioStalker.dll.
Now I need to press A one more time, except that
Audio Stalker Plus Shoutcast DSP ShoutMixer.dll.
And now the Shoutcast window has popped up, so I'm just going to close it with Alt F4 and make sure that we escape out of the preferences. But the Audio Stalker and Shoutcast plugins are now running together, and we're ready to go. So with Winamp running, I'm going to press Insert F11, or if you're using Windowise on this exercise, it would be Insert with S. That's the command to bring up the system tray.
Select the system tray icon.
And we'll just press the letter S.
Shoutcast source disconnected.
So we need to double-click on that, whatever your command is, generally Alt-D in a screen reader that supports a list of system tray icons. And now we'll Shift-Tab through the Shoutcast plugin options.
Checkbox mixers, log button, format, auto connect button.
And we've got the connect button. I'm assuming that if you've been following this exercise, you've already got a server set up here, and it's all configured correctly. So now that that was done once, we did it last time, it's all ready to go. We just bring up the Shoutcast plugin and hit the connect button, and we should be broadcasting to the world. I'll press the spacebar on the connect button.
Auto disconnect button.
And indeed, it is connected. So I'm going to press space now to disconnect us again, because now that we know that's all set up, there is one thing that we need for this exercise, and that is a small plugin that Nullsoft put together called the Line Recording plugin. This is important for getting your voice on the air, because when you select the Line Recording plugin, which is an input plugin for Winamp, it will allow you to broadcast whatever is coming through the recording control of Windows. You'll recall that in a main menu long, long ago, I did a piece on the volume control and how to work with that, and it's very important that you're fully conversant with how to use the Windows volume control, because the line recording plugin is going to broadcast whatever it is that is selected in the recording properties of your volume control, so you've got to know how to make a selection there. The other thing I should mention too is that it seems to be becoming more common for blind people, instead of going for external speech synthesizers, to go with two sound cards. And with today's fast computers, that's certainly a viable option, and it's in fact what I've done on my new machine. But with the line recording plugin from Winamp, you can't select a sound card. So it's going to use the default sound card that is selected within Windows. So just be sure that whatever you are going to broadcast is going through your default sound card. So you can download two versions of this line recording plugin. The most reliable one is a mono plugin, and that would be suitable if either you're broadcasting in mono or you're broadcasting in stereo, but you're only going to be broadcasting basic microphone audio for your announcements, in which case it doesn't matter whether it's stereo or not. The problem with the stereo one, which was never taken out of beta, is that it doesn't minimize, and depending on your configuration, you may find that it causes all sorts of weirdness to go on. I have seen it be quite draining on CPUs, on slower computers, and it can be a little bit troublesome. So if you're not going to broadcast through a mixer, or you're only going to broadcast mono audio, then use the mono line recording plugin. Both of them are available on the ACB Radio FTP site in the broadcasting tools section, where all the things that we're talking about here are available for free download. If you're going to be using a good old-fashioned studio-type mixing system where you're sitting in front of a mixing board and you have CDs or perhaps another PC or mini disc or any sort of external source plugged into a mixer, and you're going to be broadcasting in stereo, then you will want to use the stereo line recording plugin. And that won't be a problem for you, because chances are you won't be doing too much PC activity, although of course if you're going to be interacting with your audience, you will be using MSN Messenger or some instant messaging client, or potentially email. So you really just have to play with it to see whether it's going to work on your system. If by chance it doesn't work, there are other solutions that aren't quite as effective, and we can certainly cover those, such as the advanced controls in the Shoutcast plugin, in a later episode of this series. So you are going to need the line recording plugin of some sort for this exercise, and you need to make sure that it ends up in the default Winamp folder in your plugins subfolder. So by default, that would generally be /program/files/winamp/plugins, and that's where this little linerec.dll file will be. And I think the stereo one is called something like lrecstereobeta.dll, but they're both there for the taking on the ACB Radio website. I've got the stereo beta in my plugins folder, so we're ready to go, and we'll show you how to use the line recording plugin in a moment. We are getting to the point now where you are going to have to be really conversant with the Winamp playlist editor, and before you start shoutcasting, you've really got to make it your business to know Winamp inside out, otherwise you're not going to be able to do it effectively. And we have had past reviews of Winamp, but I'll tell you what I'm doing in that regard as we proceed. So let's hit the connect button, and we'll just verify by reading the control
disconnect button
that it's changed. That has changed to a disconnect button. So I've pressed Alt F4 to shut the Shoutcast window down, and now I'm going to press the X key because I've got a track all lined up in Winamp. It's Bob Seger. I'll just turn them down. Now, if I minimize the applications and bring up the system tray,
select,
and I suspect it's the last one. No, it's not. All right, let's see.
Shoutcast source 74,387 bytes sent.
Okay, so that's showing you that the bytes are going up. If I refresh it and have another look.
Select. Jaws for Shoutcast source 157,380 bytes sent.
All is well, because the byte count, the number of bytes sent, is going up, and we've already sent about 200k, because we're transmitting at 56k BPS, 22,050 Hz stereo. So it's sending at about 6k per second. Now, we have a song playing at the moment. What I want to do now is get ready to make an announcement at the end of this song. So I'm going to get the Winamp window back in focus.
One, Bob C.
Here we are. And I'm going to press Alt-E to open the Winamp playlist editor.
Open.
And the very excellent Winamp scripts for JAWS for Windows tells me that the playlist editor is now open, so I can press Control-Tab to move into the Winamp playlist editor window.
Winamp playlist editor.
That's where we want to be. Now we can queue up the next thing that we're going to play. And in this instance, I'm going to press Control-L, which is the open location command in Winamp. This is the command you would use if you wanted to generally go straight to a URL, for example. So let's press Control-L.
Winamp playlist editor. Open location dialog. Enter an internet location to open here, for example, http://www.server.com/file.mp3. Enter an internet location to open.
Yeah, okay. And because we've installed this line recording plugin, we can type in here linerec, that's linerec, /, and press enter.
One. Bob C, you're still the same Winamp.
Now we're
Winamp
back in
playlist editor.
Yep, we're back in the Winamp playlist editor, and if I down arrow now.
One. Bob C, you're still the same 3:18. Two. Line recording.
And two, it says line recording. That tells me that line recording is all queued up and will be the next thing that comes up in the playlist. Now, I'm going to press L to open a file.
Winamp playlist editor. Add file as to a playlist.
Because I want something to play after I've finished talking. Now, let's just back tab into the list and we'll just pick something at random
R.
here.
R.B. Greaves, take a letter, Maria.
There we go. Take a letter, Maria, by R.B. Greaves. And I'm by another man. Yeah, so we'll press enter on there.
One.
And now it's ready to go. We can confirm that.
Two. Line recording.
And.
Three. R.B. Greaves, take a letter, Maria, 2:45.
That's good. I'm going to now Control-Tab back into the Winamp main window.
One. Bob.
I just prefer working in the main window whenever possible. And the Winamp scripts can tell me that...
0:17.
We've got 17 seconds to go before the song ends, so stand by. Because what's going to happen now is you'll hear the song fading out. Bear in mind that with this method, you can't do anything fancy like talking over tracks, but we will get to that, I promise. And now...
Two. Line recording Winamp.
I just checked the title, and it's showing line recording. So that means that we are now talking to the world. Hello, world. This is Jonathan Rosen speaking on this test of the Shoutcast plugin for main menu, and that was Bob Seger, and still the same. So it's just as simple as that. In this instance, I have the line in selected in my recording control because I'm talking to you in the studio through the mixer. But if you're using a fairly standard setup, you've probably got a microphone, headset-type arrangement plugged into the microphone socket of your sound card, and so you will want to make sure that the microphone is selected in the recording options of the Windows volume control. And remember that you can verify that you're getting out by simply playing back the archive. Last time you recall, we checked the box that said archive your shoutcasts into this folder, and you specified a folder. In my case, I specified C:\temp, so I can go back and review this at any time if I wish to, just to make sure that I really am getting out and talking to the world. So I would do my voice break and say to people, you know, hope you like the show, email me if you would like, and this is my email address, and please stay listening, and all that stuff. And then we're going to say that we're going to hear from R.B. Greaves, and take a letter, Maria. Now, all I need to do now is push the B key, which advances me to the next track in the playlist. That will turn off the line recording plugin, and it will bring up the next track, like this. So we're off the air now. The microphone's not being transmitted.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten.
Now, of course, if you really want to get to the line recording plugin quickly for whatever reason, you can just push the Z key or the Z key to skip back. And now we're back in line recording.
Two. Line recording Winamp.
Because it's just a regular item in the playlist. Now push B to skip forward again. And R.B. Greaves is on his way once again. I think he might have been a one-hit wonder. Don't record any other songs by him. Oh well, at least he's got Maria. Now we can push Control-Tab to get back into the Winamp playlist editor.
Winamp playlist editor.
And we will we'll add another announcement at the end of this track.
Women playlist.
So I pushed Control L and I'm typing line rec colon slash slash.
3R.B.
And it's all queued up. And we'll just play another song by pushing L for open file. I've got a directory of 70s tracks that has the focus at the moment, so let's just push a letter at random, such as W.
Walter Eaton, Magnet and Steel
W. Oh, that's a good sign, so we'll push enter on that.
3R.
And it's all ready to go. So that's how it works. When the song ends, or if I get, you know, bored, I can just go back into the main window, push the B key. In fact, you don't need to be in the main window if you don't want to. I'm in the playlist editor again now.
3R.B. Reeves take 11 Maria Winamp.
I think. We'll just verify that.
3R. Winamp playlist tagger.
There we go. Now, I can push the B key from here, in fact. There we go. So, there's no need really to get out of the playlist editor if you're happy working in it. And we've skipped forward and the microphone is on again. We can verify that.
4. Line recording Winamp.
By doing a window title, and it tells us that the line recording is active. So this isn't going to sound super professional as in a radio station type environment, because the song is going to fade right out and the MP3 file end, and then it will switch over to your microphone. But it does mean that you can do this quite easily. This is particularly good if all you have is a sound card, because you can play your music and still hear your software speech as you work in the playlist editor and line up your tracks. And in this mode, Winamp is playing those MP3 files directly. It's not actually using your sound card at all. And when you then choose line recording plugin, obviously whatever's selected in recording controls will be broadcast. So the only downside of this is that it's not going to work if you have a sound card that can only play one audio stream at a time. For example, if yours is the kind of setup where you're playing music in Winamp and then you push, say, an insert T or a control shift T to get the window title and nothing happens, then you don't have a sound card that's capable of concurrent streams being heard. Therefore, you won't be able to work in the playlist editor while a song is being played. Now, there are a couple of options you have. Either go out and get a decent sound card, frankly, that supports concurrent streams, or you may find that if you update your operating system, assuming your computer can stand it, to Windows XP, and for that matter, Windows 2000, there are many WDM drivers for sound cards in Windows 2000 and Windows XP. Those drivers, simply put, simulate in software what a lot of the better cards are doing in hardware. So it is possible that you'll find that when you upgrade your operating system, all of a sudden the dodgy old sound card that was single channel suddenly becomes multi-channel. And I've seen that happen in many instances when people have upgraded from, say, Millennium to XP, or even in some cases from 98 to Millennium. There was a significant advancement for some sound card users in just upgrading from 98 to Millennium. So it may be worth checking out. But it may not necessarily resolve your issue. So that's good. If all you have access to is one sound card that's multi-channel or supporting concurrent streams, this is a solution that will work for you. You will get a much better quality sound in terms of being able to talk over tracks and things if you use Otstuke in that setup. But that costs a few bucks now. And you also have the inconvenience of having to convert all of your MP3 files over to OTS. But the dynamic compression in OTSDUKE is tremendous, and the crossfading is unparalleled. It's much better than anything that Winamp has. But there are inconveniences. So we might get to OTSDUKE, or perhaps someone else will do you a really good comprehensive broadcasting tutorial with OTSDUKE at some point. Now what I'd like to do is just profile the SQR crossfading plugin, because it is possible to get a reasonable sound with the configuration that I've just outlined, a single sound card. And I haven't had a lot of experience with this, so I can't tell you how well it will really work in practice, but it's doable. And let's just, we'll just close the Winamp playlist editor.
4.
And now what I'm going to do is bring up the preferences once again. I'll make sure that we have the latest version of the SQR Crossfader on our FTP site at ftp.acbradio.org in the Broadcasting Tools section, so that you can grab this if you wish. I've got it installed and configured quite nicely. It does take a bit of tweaking to get configured appropriately, and you have to fool around with a number of the crossfading parameters. And I actually found that the best way to configure this is to go into the .ini file. There's a file that will be installed with the crossfader, and I think it gets created after you've used it for the first time, and it's something like outsqr.ini. And that's a simple text file. It will pop up in your text file editor of choice, such as Notepad generally. And as long as you're very careful not to put stray characters in there, you can actually edit this file and make changes that way. And it's quite convenient, because I found that there are so many little sliders in the SQR configuration dialog that sometimes it can be confusing in terms of what you're adjusting. So editing the .ini file, .ini file, is a good way to go. So let's turn this crossfading plugin on. I'm assuming that you will download this and install it. It has a self-extracting type install program. It's a .exe file, and it will install into your default Winamp folder, which it will detect. So let's press Control-P for preferences.
Winamp preferences dialog. 313 view. DSP slash effect. Audio stalker plus shoutcast DSP shoutmixer.dll.
And we're back in the DSP slash effect section, and it's telling me that we've got the combination of Audio Stalker and Shoutcast, what they call the Muxer plugin. I don't know quite why they didn't call it a Mixer plugin, but that's the way it is. And while we're in here, I'm just going to tab a couple of times over.
Close list box. Audio Stalker plus Shoutcast DSP Shoutmixer dot.
And I'm going to press the letter A again.
Audio Stalker Pro DSP Audio Stalker dot DLL.
That has selected just the Audio Stalker plugin. We have now turned off the Audio Stalker and Shoutcast combination, and you'll see why I've done that in just a moment. Now we'll press the letter O.
Options opened.
And that's not what we want, so we'll press O again.
Wave out output V2 period 0 period 1 out wave dot DLL.
And output. We're in the output plugin section, and it's telling me that we've got the Wave output plugin selected. This is one that comes from Nullsoft with recent versions of Winamp. So I'm going to press the tab key twice.
Close button. List box. Wave out output V2 period 0 period 1 out wave dot DLL.
And I'll press the letter S.
SQR Soft Advanced Crossfading V1.72 out SQR dot DLL.
And I don't actually have the latest version installed of this. The latest is 1.75, which I'll make sure we make available on the site. But you know, I sort of feel if it's working really well, I'm not going to mess with it. And in this case, I've got it sounding just the way I like it, and I am not going to mess with it until I have a reason to. You see, I'm getting conservative. Must be old age creeping up. I'm going to press the tab key a couple of times.
Configure button.
Alt-C.
I'm going to press it once, in fact, because there is the configure button, and we could just press Alt-C to get in there. I'll press the spacebar on that button.
Winamp preferences dialog. SQR Soft Advanced Crossfading V1.72 dialog. Device page.
And the reason why I'm in here is that there's a bit of a knack to this. We're now in the device tab, and we can move over.
Combo box. 3EMU10KX Audio D000.
This allows you to specify the sound card that you're going to use. On a system like mine, that is very useful, where I have three or four sound devices running at once.
Combo box. 44,100 Hz stereo.
That's the sampling rate.
Enable volume control checkbox checked.
But anyway, we'll just skip through this.
Reverse balance, auto button, close button.
Now.
Combo box. 3EMU.
Okay, so you'll notice that there doesn't appear in the first at a first glance to be a series of tabs where you can get to the other options in this plugin. The knack is to shift tab back to the close button.
Close button.
When you're on the close button, press the up arrow key.
Device tab.
And then you've got the list of tabs here, and you can just right arrow through them.
Buffer tab, crossfit tab, fade on stop slash skip tab, fade on seat tab.
Now, as I say, I think most of these can be configured easiest, particularly the crossfading options through the .ini file.
Advanced tab, gap killer tab, presets tab.
Now, the presets, if you can get hold of them, are quite useful. There don't seem to be as many of them around as there used to be, but one that I got quite some time ago with an earlier version of the plugin was a radio preset, which I find works quite well. The one thing I did change on it was to uncheck the box that said to truncate tracks longer than a certain amount. I don't know why he has this checked by default in the radio preset, but it was something like if there was a track that was longer than 5 minutes from memory, to cut it off, which sounded pretty bad. So you can uncheck that, but as I say, I'm not sure whether the radio preset is easily obtainable now.
Status tab, tips tab, DSP tab.
Now, here we are. This is the DSP tab. The reason why we're doing this is because there is a chain of command within the Winamp program that you have to be aware of to understand why some things that you hear are not going to be heard by the listener. If you set the SQR crossfading plugin as your output plugin and you play MP3 files in the manner that we've just been doing, you will hear it crossfading just like a radio station. Just as one song fades out, the next one will start and it'll sound really groovy. But the listener will hear something completely different. They will hear the song fade right out, a pause, and then the next song starting. The reason for that is that the DSP plugin is higher in the chain than the output plugin. That means that the information, the MP3 files, are sent out to your listeners before it gets sent out to your output plugin. So the output plugin has no effect on what's going on at the listener's end. To fix that, the SQR crossfading plugin has introduced the concept of a secondary DSP plugin. So that means that the output plugin does its thing before and not after the information gets sent to the DSP plugin. The upshot of that is that if you configure the Shoutcast plugin as your secondary DSP plugin, then your listeners will hear the crossfading because the audio is processed by the SQR crossfader before it gets sent out over the internet. Now that's rather nifty, isn't it? I mean, that's a very groovy thing. So we're in the DSP tab now of the configuration, the quite extensive configuration options of the SQR crossfading output plugin. And we need to tell it what our secondary DSP plugin is. I've found that it works a little bit more reliably if you continue to use Audio Stocker as your primary DSP plugin. That is, turn the Audio Stocker and Shoutcast Mixer off and just use Audio Stocker as your primary output plugin and configure the Shoutcast plugin as your secondary DSP. So let's do that. We'll just push the tab key.
DSP page. Close button. Combo box. List box. None.
There we are. Now I'll push the letter S. And I believe
Win Preferences dialog.
I've Shootcast
source.
Oh, okay, the Shoutcast window has popped up. So I'll just Alt F4 to get rid of it.
Shootcast source for Winamp V1.8.0 DSPSC.dll.
That's fine. And now we'll just press Tab.
Configure button.
We don't need to configure it.
Close button.
And we'll just press the Close button to get out of the preferences.
1. Bob C just still the same Winamp stopped. Winamp preferences dialog. Configure button.
And now we'll push Escape to close the preferences.
1. Bob.
And we're ready to go. Now, what I'm going to do in this instance is play you a couple of quick things so you can hear what a difference this makes. Firstly, we'll queue up some ACB radio jingles. Let's see if we can do that. Do-do-do.
My reason not select.
Okay,
space.
So we go into
Act jingles.
We'll go in here and we'll find
keep it right here, .mp3.
Okay, and now we'll do
Kelly02.mp3.
Okay, Kelly01. And then we'll play a piece of music.
70.
So we'll go back into the 70s since we're in a 70s mood today. And gosh, that's a big directory and it's on the network.
Taking it to the streets.
Oh, that's a good song. So we'll queue that up. I'm actually not in the Winamp playlist editor, by the way. What I have become fond of doing is simply finding a track I want and pushing the context menu key followed by the letter E, which is the in queue option. And that means that you can queue up songs in advance without having to go into the playlist editor at all. That doesn't work for the line recording plugin, of course. You can't in queue that, so you've got to go into the playlist editor to put that in a file or in a playlist. Now let's just make sure that the Shoutcast plugin is going to go.
Jaws Shootcast source.
So I did an Alt-D to double-click on the Shoutcast source.
Edit button.
And we'll just Shift-Tab.
Auto disconnect button.
And it's now broadcasting because the connect button has changed to a disconnect button. And listen to this. What we've got here is two ACB radio jingles followed by a piece of music.
Keep it right here for all the hits that you request on ACB Radio Interactive.
ACBRI. Oh, now we're cooking. Now we are cooking! And this is going out on the air. That nice crossfading. Now, what I'm not really sure about is what will happen if you put the line recording plugin into a playlist. I suspect you will be able to talk a little as the track fades out. The knack will be to have headphones on or something, because if you're using a microphone and the microphone option is selected in recording controls, then it will mean that you can hear your speech over your headphones without it coming directly through. And it should mean that if you keep checking the window title, that the line recording plugin will kick in as the track is fading out, and you will be able to talk over the end. What you won't be able to do, I suspect, is talk over the beginning. But it will improve it somewhat, and obviously when you're playing songs back to back, you'll get that wonderful continuous effect. No big long gaps. So that is the SQR Soft crossfading plugin making a big difference to the quality of your shoutcasts. And that's where I think we will leave it. There's a lot to play with there, with the line recording plugin, either the stereo or the mono version. And in fact, if you are using a mixer, you've pretty much learned all there is to learn. You've got software compression running using Audio Stocker and the Shoutcast plugin. You've got your CD players or your turntables or your tape decks or whatever it is that you're going to use going through your mixer, and you are ready to go. If you are using MP3 files and you want to learn more about techniques involving talking over tracks and sounding really professional, there are a couple of steps that you can use to accomplish that, and we will get to that whenever we run the next exciting episode of this Shoutcasting series. If you have any feedback, drop me an email at mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. And don't forget that there is a kind of a text version, not as detailed as this, but a handy little reference guide that you may be able to refresh with. That is at the ACB Radio Interactive website, which is interactive.acbradio.org. You'll find a link on the main page that talks about hosting your own show on ACB Radio Interactive. And of course, we'll always make room for new broadcasters who want to be a part of this great team. And you can have a look at the text file there. So I hope that's helpful, and we'll look forward to getting around to doing the next installment soon.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.